calendar for the week of November 11th to 17th, and let it be on record that this was unfortunately the week Winter 2020 started. All right, let's get to it. Feeling stressed during this last push up until finals? Do you really wish you can get some help managing your stress but don't know where to start? Then come check out Wellness Wednesdays at Concordia. Located in room 300.22 at the GM building, this Wednesday at 2 p.m., this session will cover what causes stress and how it affects your body, mind, and mood. You'll also learn techniques to manage when stress shows up in your life. Be sure to check it out and make use of our Concordia resources while you can. Once again, that's room 300.22 in the GM building, which is 1550 de Maisonneuve West downtown, this Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Alrighty guys, listen up, because this is important. Concordia elections for this year are up for the next 3 days. If you are registered to vote, please check your email and get on to do so. There are many things that are being voted on this year. For example, if you've ever wanted Concordia to have a fall reading week, now is your chance to vote on that. Voting is taking place from November 12th to 14th, and it is very important that you vote if you're registered, because voter turnout last year was seriously as low as 15% of people who registered. Things might be changing that you care about. If you are someone who loves the People's Potato or the free meals at Loyola, as two examples, vote, because there are many things that are being affected this year by this election. I am not here to tell you what to vote for, I'm just here to tell you to do it. Once again, just check your email, and if you're registered, follow the link's instructions. Finally, as always, I have a concert for you guys. Come see Moon Duo and Ben Shimi this Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on Saint Laurent. The concert is going to be at SAT, which is a really cool venue if you haven't been there before. And pricing is $18 if you buy it online and $20 at the door. I hope to see you all there. Once again, it's Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on Saint Laurent. Well, there you have it, folks. This has been your community calendar for the week of November 11th to November 14th with Danny Gold. Stay warm, Concordia. And now back to your regular scheduled programming.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, also streaming online at CJLO.com. Hello, hello, I am your host for the hour, Allison, and you are tuned into another episode of 2010s in the AM. Here at CJLO, we are doing a special series where we showcase a year in the past decade, you know, because next year is 2020. A decade of amazing music has just gone by, so we are having this show in order to showcase the best of each year. And I am very happy to showcase the year of 2014. 2014 was a very important year in my life. It was a year where I experienced some major lows, definitely some devastating life-changing stuff, but also it was a year where my life changed in a lot of good ways as well. I met a lot of amazing people, a lot of people that I consider my family, people that I have moved across the country with, people that I they are my people. And also, 2014 was a year where I had a lot of fun. I partied a lot. It was definitely a very different time in my life. It was a very special year in a lot of very strange ways. But let me paint a scene for you. The year is 2014. You are living in Sackville, New Brunswick. It is a small town, but a small university town. So there's a lot of young, fun people around, but not a lot of things to do particularly. So you're probably going to go to a house party on the weekend, and since it is 2014, you are probably going to listen to some pretty fun party music. Now, in 2014, my favorite album to listen to whenever I wanted to get ready to go out, or if I was already out and I had to put music on, or just when I was walking to work, walking down the street, I was really into Chromeo, who put out an album called White Women in May of 2014, and I listened to it non-stop. So, let's just get right into it. This is Jealous. I Ain't With It. Oh my god, I can already feel... I feel so many things just listening to this song. Alright, join me. Join me in this feeling. I get strung up from a love band. I wish she'd care to see, but she only cares when she's got the time. And I fret so much about her loving. I wish she'd let me be, but her destiny's got us intertwined. And is it really my fault? I get a shiver when I see her with those other guys. When I'm in the jacket I bought, I can't help but lose my temper.
In 2011, I decided to not let this play with my mind. But when the boys from out of town, they come back around, I feel like committing a crime. Yeah, I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it.
Jealous,
but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't
Chromeo to start off your morning here on CJLO 6090 AM. You're listening to 2010s in the AM. I'm your host, Allison. That was Jealous I Ain't With It, with the album that came out in 2014, White Women, an album that I listened to so much. And that album, not only does it remind me of, you know, getting ready to go out and parties and just like walking around town, trying to get myself in a good mood listening to Chromeo, it also reminds me of my friend Jamie, because he listened to that album a lot. And I remember in 2014, New Year's, so about to turn 2015, Jamie DJ'd this amazing party at this big kind of mansion-y type place called Cranewood in Sackville. And I remember so vividly him playing that song and just the whole dance floor exploding. And yeah, so that's what I think about when I think of that song. So, another big album, this is probably one of the bigger albums that came out in 2014, is, of course, Local Boy Mac DeMarco with Salad Days. This is an album that when it came out, I listened to it constantly walking around town. It was always in constant rotation. The song that I'm going to play is so funny. My good buddy Norman, I believe, is tuning in right now. And this song reminds me of him. So it's so funny that I put this on this playlist. It's so funny that he's tuning in right now, because I vividly remember us chatting about this song at one point. I don't remember the context, but I just remember that this is a song that we talked about once. And that's why I put it on this playlist. So thank you for tuning in, Norman. I hope you get a little touch of nostalgia listening to this. This is Let Her Go by Mac DeMarco here on CJLO.
I wanna steal my mind. I want a chance, I want a chance. I want another chance. To distill, to distill their time. And I wanna write, I wanna write, I wanna write to someone so true. I wanna wake, I wanna wake, I wanna wake from hot dreams of you. Ah, hot dreams.
I love that song so much. That was Hot Dreams by Timber Tambor. You're listening to 2010s in the AM. I'm your host, Allison. This episode, we are focusing on the year 2014. And obviously, that is one of the best songs off of one of the best albums that came out in 2014. Timber Tambor with Hot Dreams. Colin Stetson on the sax. That's what makes that song so good. At the end, when the sax just goes on and on. Oh, my God. I hope you're enjoying the nostalgia of this episode. I'm here in the booth just thinking about all of the times that those songs remind me of. Like, oh my goodness, I can remember so many specific times hanging out with my friends, listening to Hot Dreams. Oh, it feels so, it's a crazy feeling. So we're going to take an ad break. I'm going to take some time to process. And when we return, more great music from 2014 coming up.
Blue Skies Turn Black present Alex Cameron. The Australian indie pop artist is performing live at Theatre Fairmount on Saturday, November 16th at 9 p.m. in the wake of his new album, Miami Memory. Tickets are on sale now at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Holding your hand at the strip club. Holding your hand at the beach.
Wait a minute, wait a minute!
Ever see a movie and wonder,
what did I just watch?
Whether the movie made you laugh, cry, or want to write an angry letter to the director,
we're right here with you. I'm Fiona.
I'm Hanna.
We're the host of Moonstruck. For over a fun-filled hour, we break down movies and movie news.
Every Tuesday at 1 p.m.
What? Snap out of it!
Tune in to Moonstruck.
Oh, God. Okay, I don't care, I don't care. Take me!
CJLO 1690 AM.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Estate here on CJLO 1690 AM. The track that you just heard was called Talking Backwards off of the 2014 album Atlas. You're listening to 2010s in the AM. And before that ad break, we played some Timber Tambor. And also, I went on and on about how that song makes me feel. Makes me feel many ways. But yes, you're listening to 2010s in the AM. As I said, this is the show where we kind of showcase one year of every... of the past decade. Oh my gosh. It's also quite early. I'm kind of not in the talking mood quite yet. And I'm having so many feelings here in the booth. But yes, the year that I have chosen to showcase is 2014, a very important year in my life. And that song that I just played, that real estate song, definitely takes me back to a time, a very specific place, actually. I listened to that album so much with my really good friend Kale. I would go over to his house. We would lay on the roof of his place. He had roof access outside of his bedroom window. We would just lay on the roof, listen to Atlas by Real Estate on repeat, smoke cigarettes, talk about everything that made us sad, everything that made us happy, the music we like, just everything. And then after we were done doing that, then we would probably get ready and go party. We would waste the day listening to that album, and then we would get ready and just head party all night. 2014 was definitely a very interesting year. And speaking of interesting, another very important, prominent Canadian indie album came out in 2014. Always. Always is self-titled. You know, whether you love Always or Indifferent to Always, I know for a fact that you probably listened to this album at some point in 2014 and genuinely enjoyed it, whether or not you enjoy it now. But I remember... I was living in Sackville, New Brunswick in 2014. This is when Always started to get big, but they were still like kind of a little bit unknown, very, they were on the upswing. And they came and played a show in Sackville because, you know, most of the members of Always are from the Maritimes. And so they used to do like the Maritime circuit. They played Sackville 3 times actually before, you know, they're too big to do that now. But I remember it was September 14th, 2014. Always came to play at the Royal Canadian Legion in Sackville, New Brunswick. The Mouth Breathers opened. And that was such a weird and crazy show. I was definitely intoxicated on many things. I remember hallucinating. I remember I almost got into a fight with my friend. My friend Richard fell asleep next to the stage, sitting up in a chair. my friend Ben was crying outside. It was just like the most emotional, weird show. And I don't even remember the show. I remember standing and watching Always, but I don't remember the music, except for when this song kicked in, because everybody knows and loves this song, and it will take you out of any funk that you have. So yes, playing the big one, this is Archie, Marry Me. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Keep it locked, because there's more great music from 2014 coming up.
You expressed explicitly.
Your content for Matrimony. You stood it once, you paid. It will not rest. The alimony. We spent our days locked in a wound. Pretend it's all above all. And in the
some aught here on CJLO 1690 AM, a pretty significant album that came out in 2014, more than any other day. The song that you just heard was The Weather Song. Now, when this album came out, I've never heard of aught when the album came out. Where I heard of aught was at Sappy Fest. Now, 2014 was the year that I went to my very first Sappy Fest. Sappy Fest is a music festival that happens every year in Sackville, New Brunswick. It usually brings like the who's who of like the Canadian indie scene. It's a very small festival, but a very fun and very close-knit community type festival. And the first time I went in 2014, I had such an amazing time, and because of that, I have been going every year and have not missed a year since. Now, I was volunteering, actually, in my first year. I didn't have a lot of money, so, you know, if you did volunteer work, you could get a free bracelet. And I remember I was working at the bar. My friend Richard was the bar manager that year, so working at the bar was actually a really fun way to do volunteer work. I was having a blast. And I remember I was working at the bar and this band had started, this band called aught that I had never heard of. And I remember watching them from the bar and thinking, holy crap, this band's amazing. And I remember coming from the bar and going to watch the show. You could see the stage from the bar area. It's not a very big festival area. So I remember leaving the bar, I was done my shift, I went to watch the end of the show, and I remember my mind was blown. This band had such a great live presence, they were so good, the songs were so strong and so great. I was like, what band is this? All my friends came out of the show when the show ended, and they were like, did you watch that? Like, that was the best show we've ever seen, and I can't get over, I still think back to that performance all the time. And I've seen aught since, and they're always good live, but nothing could match that the energy that they had on the Sappy Fest stage in 2014. I remember most of my friends right after that show went and bought that album, like off the merch table, like right away, more than any other day. That is such a good album. And, you know, I do like aught, and I do like their subsequent releases, but there's nothing can match that first album. And yeah, that song is so good. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, I'm going to be playing a song from a band that I really love next. And this is a band from England, actually, a pop-punk band called Martha. And I remember in 2014, they dropped this album, Corning Strong. I had not heard of them until someone that I really like was posting about them, someone that I followed on Twitter, and they were like, you should, just tweeting to their followers, you should really check out this amazing band from England, Martha. And I did it. I was like, oh, I've got nothing to do, I'll check this out. And then this album, Courting Strong, ended up being my favorite album of the entire year. I listened to it nonstop. I pretty much only had three or four albums in constant rotation on my phone the entirety of 2014, and this is one of them. So I'm going to be playing one of my favorite songs off the album. This is Present Tense. I hope you like it as much as I do and I did. It really takes me back to a very, like all of these songs are evoking so many memories. I don't know if you can tell by my weird rambling talk spots that I've been having. But yeah, let's just listen to the song. This is Present Tense by Martha here on CJLO.
Kind of tension.
Some cloud nothings here on CJLO 1690 AM. You're tuned into 2010s in the AM. I'm your host, Allison. If you're just tuning in now, the song that we just played was called I'm Not Part of Me off of the incredible album Here and Nowhere Else, which of course came out in 2014, the year that we are showcasing. And before that, we played some Martha, great pop punk band from England. Present Tense was the song we played off of the 2014 album Courting Strong. Now, that Cloud Nothings track was a song that I listened to quite a lot in 2014. I listened to that album quite a lot. And the Cloud Nothings still are one of my favorite bands. One of the bands that I've seen live the most times. I saw them for the first time in 2015, and now I have since seen them four times, which is crazy. It's crazy to see a non-local band that many times, in my opinion, and also in different cities, too. Like, I've seen them twice in Montreal and twice in Halifax, and I don't know if my buddy Norman is still tuning in, but I remember once I saw them with him, and it was also one of the worst times I've seen them out of the four times. Although it was fun hanging out with Norman, it was definitely a very interesting show with a lot of weird, interesting things happening. Norman knows. But yeah, so we're going to take a quick ad break, and then after that, I pretty much only have time to play two more songs, which is very devastating, because my playlist obviously is quite longer than that, but we'll see what we can get through. I'll try my best, but yes, keep it locked. You're listening to 2010s in the AM here on CJLO 6090 AM.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
You can listen to the radio and still be the part of the world.
Tune in to Transmission for post-radio noise to guide you through this dying world. Every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CJLO 6090 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 6090 AM.
Somebody warned the West. Nigga ain't running. Somebody. Nigga ain't running no more. The legend of Nigga in color. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yeah. So,
nigga, you should be like, yo, a friend, man. You a real nigga, dog.
Yes, baby.
Real nigga. You like shit.
Front to the back.
Respect, man. Respect niggas and lower the body.
Niggas be like, Fred, you ain't never lied. Fuck the rap shit, my gangsta been solidified. Still do my business on the side. Bitch, if you police, then pay me, no, never mind. I was thugging. Black and red laces in my number threes. Take a pull up off the wood and let that motherfucker breathe. Sit outside of Buster crib and let that motherfucker leave. Walk his ass back in and put him on his motherfucking knees. Thugging. Never taking no for an answer. Might just take a loss, but bitch, I'd rather take my chances. This liquor got me lurking where you live at in the nighttime. 5950 to the left, but I'm in my right mind. Thugging. Pants gonna be sagging till I'm 40. Still lyrically sharper than these show. But show you, phonies ain't gon' throw me in this minstrel show. These labels see how far I've been, they mouth my dick could go. So gon' choke on this meat, throw my song on repeat. Might move away one day, but I'm always gon' belong to the streets. I'm straight thug, and it feels so good, and it feels so right, yeah. And it feels so good, and it feels so right. Cause motherfucker, I'm thuggin', selling you the science of the street rap. Every motherfucking show I do is off the meat rap. I done been in jail and did my best not to repeat that. I'm trying to feed my family, give a fuck about your feedback. Critically acclaimed, but that shit don't mean a thing. When you rockin' mics and still in microwaves, cooking cane. Never trickin' on the dame, I'm too cold for you broke hoes. Don't let the knob pinch your booty when the dough close, bitch. She let me hit it cause I'm thuggin'. Squares need not apply, I'm so fly, I might fuck a cousin. Swiftly about to stick a sweet dick in your sweetheart. Then get some groceries off my Giga EBT card. Why the feds worry about me clocking on this corner when there's politicians out here getting popped in Arizona, bitch. I'm thuggin', bitch. And it feels so good, and it feels so right, yeah, yeah, baby. And it feels so good, so right, cause yo, motherfucker, yo, we're not against rap, but we're against those thugs. Can't be legit when every nigga in your clique sold drugs. Renegade fellas in my faculty, real killers can vouch for me. Teach a kid at the crib, or your children might cop for ouch for me. And smoke out in the Chevy with us. Cause in the past, my low class black ass and serve my own fucking family members. I hate to say it, ain't no need to be discreet. If she don't cop from me, she get it from a nigga up the street. Cause he thug, and yo, she probably suck his dick for her. She turned out, so it ain't shit to turn a trick for it. My uncle last bitch put him on the glass dick.
tried to rob a man to feed his habit, he got blasted. I live on borrowed time, my expiration date, I passed it. So lock me up forever, but the shit is everlasting. I'm thugging, and it feels so good, and it feels so right, yeah. And it feels so good, and it feels so right, cause motherfucker, I'm thugging, bitch, yeah.
How can I do a show about 2014 without playing something off of Piñata, which is easily the best rap album of the year? Of course, that is Freddie Gibbs with Madlib. That track that you just heard was called Thuggin'. Oh my goodness. Now, that album was basically on repeat at every single party that I went to in 2014. Definitely any time that I went over to hang out at my friend's place, they were listening to Piñata. And that's a trend that continues to this day. Piñata is definitely an album that we all listen to still a lot. You know, if you want to talk about the best rap albums of 2014, I think that some people would probably bring up, oh, Run the Jewels 2 came out that year. But I'm not listening to Run the Jewels in 2019. I'm really sorry, but I am listening to Piñata. Actually, Freddie Gibbs and Madlib put out an amazing album this year too, so it all comes full circle. So you've been listening to 2010s in the AM. I am your host, Allison. The year that we're showcasing this this episode is 2014, a very significant year in my life. And I'm going to end off with probably the song that myself and all of my friends listened to the most in the year. And that is a song called Attack by electronic music producer Rusty featuring Danny Brown. And this song is very significant because when this song dropped, it just dropped a bomb in my friend group. We could not stop listening to this song. Anytime this song came on, we went nuts. We all had radio shows and we played this song on every single radio show almost every day. it's crazy how obsessed we were with this song. And 2014 was also the year that my friends and I went to Halifax Pop Explosion and saw Danny Brown live, which was a very significant solidifying friendship moment for all of us. Probably when we think back to the year, it's probably the best moment of our entire year for sure. It's also the first, seeing Danny Brown was the first time that I met my very good friend Zach Bruce, who's now my good friend, bandmate, and coworker, it's just, we listen to a lot of Danny Brown, and then this song we listen to constantly, and if you've never heard this song, you'll see why, because in 2019, it still goes. And talking about full circle moments, next week, myself and all my friends are seeing Danny Brown again for the first time since that 2014 show. And we can't stop talking about how we're going to relive the night of 2014. But definitely, it's going to involve a lot less debauchery. But thank you everyone who tuned in to this episode of 2010s in the AM. It was really fun to relive some nostalgia live on air. I was so happy to have played all of my favorite songs. I'm going to try to post it somewhere so that you can listen to it again, or if anyone who hasn't tuned in live, they can listen to it at their leisure. But I don't know, keep it locked to CJLO 1690 AM. Thursdays always has great programming. But I don't know. I'm still so frazzled with nostalgia. I'm just going to play Attack for you all and then let you continue on with your day. So thank you for tuning in and enjoy the rest of your Thursday, everyone. Make sure to tune in next week. Dennis from Dirty Work will be doing 2015, and that's going to be a very good episode of 2010s in the AM. All right, here we go. Rusty and Danny Brown, best song of 2014. Get hype. Start your day.
Talking about today when that's not right. We know you'll be hustling backwards. Electro slide and rewind. My back is looking like rerun. I've begun to.
too deep from you sipping on that sea grubs. Talking about you gonna kill something. Look at my stink, they real or something. Go ahead and pop a pill or something. You ain't fucking with me, might as well OD. So after that one take, since I'm free. Run the wrong bitch and I play rusty. Got a game on lock, let me change that keys. Can't get in it, pull one out. Treat that my way, police red eyes. Bust all up in it, nuts all in it. Brand new tenor moved all up in it. That's no lease, this ain't winning. Came back, now it's OG City. What the fuck y'all think y'all is? I'm a grown ass man, I'm living no kids. Back in 2003, used the most of a roll up bag, I pounds to the meat. Use a trap OG with the knee on the right home bus. One pair of jeans, that down in the city like nigga with a feet. But I do the same thing, I was just 16. Get money, my nigga, like a poster. If I don't, then I might go postal. Make a nigga down the hour, tryna post you. If you play around, a nigga might smoke you. Beware what you say to your vocals. Little story, everybody going loco. Gotta put a pussy nigga on a choker. No joke, that's the code of survival. Better wear everybody your rival. And they gotta everybody do a cycle. Put your dollar fingers in a mouse trap. Off that, cause we all what? Can't come back like it's old time. Nigga might as well let me hold some before I take that and you hope for fuck. Blow a lump like smoke sign. Sip a OG Mike Rose sign. Pop a bottle Mike Toast sign. Nigga keep hating on my toast sign. Weapon off that black and darker. Put a lane in my Dr. Pepper. Just sitting you playing checks. Hit the chest, nothing up the duck. Nigga talk on that old shit. Might rock the wrong, it's close, spit. Feel no shit, but I know that. Fuck around, hocus pocus. You a focus, I'm a locus. See the big bitches, stay focused. Y'all how like atrocious. My bitch is like ferocious. Play your shit, you can't go. You niggas talk about practice. Roll around with that ass, and if you don't know, start acting. Middleman B. Jackson made a couple hundred, kept stacking. Know that sound like a bragging, but that nigga do got the racks in. I ain't gotta say shit, tell your bitch suck my dick. I ain't gotta say shit, tell your bitch suck my dick.
CJL.